supreme idea, the comprehensive idea. In the language of the Upanishad, he is in the possession of vijnana. This is the one word you must know in Sanskrit, vijnana. V-I-J-N-A-N-A. The idea of the Supreme, the Lord Himself is the idea of Himself, and that is vijnana. That is the meaning of the seer. He is a seer. We become seers by, as it were, concession, but He is the real seer in His own right. When we lift ourselves to His condition, then we also participate in that seership. All who are real seers, in fact all artists, are like God. Because they all know the secret of making form. When you can play a good musical piece, every musical piece is a form, and that form vibrates with an idea, and that idea vibrates with the reality. And that is the real activity of the Lord. The Lord sees Himself in an idea. That condition is what is called supermind, both in the Upanishads and in Sri Aurobindo. The supermind is the self-knowledge of the Lord Himself. The Lord knowing Himself, the Lord making His own image, the Lord which is objectivizing Himself. If I want to see myself in a mirror, I objectivize myself in a mirror. I see myself as if I am opposed by myself. But then you require a material, a mirror itself, in which I can be reflected. In the case of the Lord, the mirror is also Himself. He Himself is the seer. The mirror is also Himself, and the reflection that is seen in the mirror is also Himself. So He is capable of making of Himself a mirror, a reflecting material, vehicle in which He can be reflected. That is the meaning of the seer. He goes abroad within Himself. Because He can't go out of Himself, He goes within Himself. But He goes within Himself in this condition, in which He objectivizes Himself and sees Himself. He is a seer. Then He becomes a thinker. There is a difference between seeing and thinking. As a thinker, it is a stage of consciousness where the ideation, the idea, becomes modified. The idea that is a seer is called real idea. There are two words to be remembered, real idea. R-E-A-L, R capital, then dash, an idea, I capital, idea, I-D-E-A. Seer is the real idea. That is to say, the idea is not a fiction, is not a fantasy. It's a real idea. It is the exact image of the Lord Himself. Now, this real idea becomes modified as the image attains some kind of a further movement. If you are very close to the mirror, your figure is sharp. But as you put your mirror farther and farther, then the image becomes fainter and fainter. So a faint image of the real idea is called thought. In thinking, you catch the reality, but faintly. In the real idea, you catch the reality, but fully, concretely, without diminution. At the level of thought, you can catch the reality, but the image will be flickering. It's not exact. But the Lord is Himself the thinker. Also, He plays with His images, the supreme image of Himself, and then there are many fainter images. So, this whole world, this is the discussion of how the whole world has come into existence. He goes abroad within Himself. He objectivizes Himself. He sees Himself concretely and fully, and then He sees Him in many other levels, fainter and fainter and fainter. This is the whole description of the creation of the world. The world is nothing but this. We are also a fainter image of that Lord. And we can also realize that concrete image, provided we become closer and closer and closer and reach the real idea. He is a seer, he is a thinker. The one who becomes everywhere. So wherever you are, whatever is there in the world, the farthest distance or the nearest distance, it is He. He is the self-existence. This concept of self-existence has been described by philosophers in many ways. Sui generis is a Latin word. Sui generis. One who is generated by himself. Sui means oneself, generis means the power of generating. One who is generated by himself. All things in the world are generated by something else. But he is the one who is generated by himself. He does not need somebody else to create him. Therefore, he is a self-existence, cause of himself, one who is caused by himself. He is a self-existence, and he has ordered objects. All the objects are nothing but faint ideas, faint images, fainter and fainter, and until you come to a point where it is so faint you can't even recognize him at all. That is called level of inconscient. At the level of thought, you can still have faint idea. As you go still down, 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 until you come to the inconscient, there is no image at all in the inconscient. Even that is his image actually. It's not nothing, it is still an image. And it is that image, if you polish it further, go on polishing more and more, you come back again to the real idea. This is the process of self-realization.